And welcome back on Husker Radio, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Program director and news director Tristan Winder, please sit down with Brenda Fortner, joining us to discuss the Trucker's Convoy. Brenda, thanks for taking time for us. Good to see you in the studio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, for folks that have been maybe living underneath a rock of sorts and haven't heard about what's going on here, could you give us the Reader's Digest of what's going on throughout not only our great nation, but to our neighbors in the north of Canada?
So in Canada, they have, just like our president, put this mandate of you have to have a vaccine, and they have taken their choices away from we the people. The same in Canada, they've taken their choices away.
Mm-hmm.
So people are standing up and saying, you know, that it's not right. It's against our will. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be forced to put anything into their body against their will. So people are starting to unite under the unified flag of freedom.
Okay. I think that's the best way to put it possible. And obviously, headlines have been made not only in our nation, but in Canada's. They have a similar situation brewing up in for our neighbors to the north.
Right. So they have just enacted the Emergency Powers Act, which gives their military 30 days to basically do as they see fit. And in the United States, we also have the Emergency Powers Act that's already been enacted once the pandemic began. And that essentially sets aside our constitutional rights.
Interesting. And I think a lot of individuals probably forget that that was put into place early on in the pandemic as well.
Yep.
So, Brenda, tell us about what's going on here locally as these truckers prepare to make their way throughout the great state of Nebraska and these individuals that are peacefully demonstrating.
Well, and it's not just in Nebraska. It's many different states. They're all converging onto the major interstates. They'll be meeting up in Illinois and riding on through into D.C. together.
Okay. And what's the time frame on the convoying into D.C.? Do you know?
You know, so truckers can only be on the road for 12 hours.
Sure, they have restrictions.
DOT, yes.
Yep.
So they're planning on leaving California February 23rd.
Okay.
It did start off March 5th, and then things have just been progressing in Canada, and the American people have decided, you know, we need to get this rolling quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved the time frame up to February 23rd is when they'll be moving out. And there are some other convoys that are leaving previously before them just to start making their way to D.C. Or even onto the border of Canada there to help support their truckers there.
Sure. Okay. And there's some conversation about what's going to be happening when they come here, the great state of Nebraska, and there's some fundraising and donation efforts being done locally, too, for these individuals who are on the road.
Right. So I know in other towns there are fundraisers, monetary, as well as supplies. I just would rather do the supplies. I understand that some people don't want to go grocery shopping because I hate grocery shopping.
I don't blame them.
Right, me either. So, you know, I'm out at the DNN on Tuesday evenings from 6 until 8, and then Saturday from 1 to 5, and then Sunday also from 2 to 5. And I'll be on the east side of the building. They have a cooler that they have donated. And I get to lock it up and everything.
Okay.
So, and then I also have a couple of enclosed trailers that people have donated for usage. God willing, I get enough donations to fill all of that. That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just like to be able to send the truckers with supplies to be able to keep them there for the long haul.
And when you say supplies, what kind of items could folks purchase locally to make a difference and to make a donation?
So they don't have stoves. They do have microwaves and blenders and stuff like that on their semi-trucks.
Sure.
And they have small refrigerators, so preferably non-perishable items, stuff that they can add water and heat up, such as your ramen noodles or canned soups
energy drinks.
Dorm room food.
Yeah, exactly.
what would you give
your
the college kids?
Stuff,
yeah,
yep.
Yes, that'll get the job done.
Yeah. So supplies like that, cases of water, I know that the toilet paper.
I was going to say toiletries wipes, would be accepted too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So your baby wipes, your shampoos, conditioners. I know when I leave home, I don't leave home without my own shampoo and conditioner. So hopefully they're not either. But just by chance, if they need those things while they're there, then mm-hmm. I think as Americans, we should support their efforts.
If folks want to make a donation, you said the best way to do so is to come out to the DNN Event Center, mm-hmm. and you can make your donation there with these items. Mm-hmm. But if folks can't make it out to the DNN and they want to volunteer, maybe make a donation, make a difference, how can they get in contact with you and learn more and potentially help?
So my email address is bf101776@gmail.com. And I do have other people out there that basically it's just a grassroots situation where people are going to their friends and family and saying, hey, do you want to join me mm-hmm. and let's go gather supplies. Let's go through our food pantry and see, you know, what we're not using that they could
sure.
use.
Might have some items at home that you could donate.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, anything else you'd like to add about this today?
I don't know. I don't know. I just, I know that people need to stand up for our freedoms, and it's not a right side of the aisle. It's not a left side of the aisle. It's an American issue. It's a human issue.
I was going to say a human issue mm-hmm. with our neighbors to the north.
Yes. Yep. It is. It is. Definitely.
Well, Brenda, we appreciate the time today and appreciate you sharing this information, too.
Thank you.
And remind folks on how they can donate again if they missed it a minute ago, please.
The DNN Event Center on the east side of the building on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8, Saturday from 1 to 5, Sunday from 2 to 5, and then also the People's Convoy have got their own website set up now.
Oh, cool.
So that they can donate cryptocurrency. I have no idea how to work it. So if you are smart enough to do it, have at it. And that is thepeoplesconvoy.org is their website.
Awesome. Brenda, we appreciate the time again and good luck.
Thank you very much.